The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda is on assignment this morning. The assignment this morning is to have the sprinklers fixed in the front yard that we found parts of yesterday. So we don't have geysers in the front yard. So the fellow's coming by today. Good morning, though. Good morning. It's 6 after 7 here on May the 31st, 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Of course, here with Bad Bob. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
The joys of homeownership.
You know what? It's always something. Isn't that weird?
The word pit comes to mind.
Well, yeah, but it's not big things or anything like that. You know, it's like, okay, something as simple as
death
this. The slats in your bed.
Yeah.
They have like, you know, in because it's a California king, they have, you know, like these things in the center of them, mm-hmm. you know, that's on the floor, you know, just to maintain support and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Linda's looking at the bed and she's going, gee, the bed looks like it's sagging. So we look underneath it. And the thing's off, you know, the thing that holds it in the middle. There's two of them.
And thanks to your sleep number, you never noticed.
Yeah, and your sleep number, you didn't notice. But with the sleep number, it's different than just picking up a mattress. You know, you disconnect the hoses and you move some stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But we did that and, you know, fixed everything. And, in fact, I found the perfect thing to use. You know, it's that Ultimate Fix Your House book that mm-hmm. I've had for years and never opened up.
Yeah.
And a book about curing, you know, self-depression, you know, that people, you know, if you get one of those things, they fit perfectly under the bed to hold that slat up. So there it is. I finally used that book on how to fix things around the house.
Self-help books.
And the self-help books, I did. I used it for self-help. I'm not even sure where the other one came from anyway. So we fixed that and put it back together. And then the bed works and the whole thing. So, I mean, it's, you know, so it was great. That was just one of the things we did. There was, you know, fixing fountains and all this. And so then last night we find the sprinkler head just laying there. And what's the sprinkler head just laying out in the street for? What, did it blow off or something? Or did somebody just, you know, and they went by? I don't know. We'll never know.
Well, you're going to want those sprinklers fixed. And, of course, you're going to want to watch your water hours. And you're going to want to be careful around fire for the rest of this week. We're looking at plentiful sunshine. The high today near the century mark. And that's not going to get a whole lot better as we head deep into the week. By Friday, we could be up well into the triple digits. No rain in sight for the next several days. Some clouds off and on, and we could see a thunderstorm sometime next week. Right now in Reading, we are at about, we're going to call that 70 degrees. And, of course, this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
No, okay, Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned and also, of course, locally owned. Discounts for seniors and veterans, whether customers. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Give them a call, 365-3793. All types of things. Hey, he's shooting down at the Robba Station. Isn't that weird?
It's only a matter of time.
Well, some guy was standing down there, and supposedly a car pulled up, and an argument ensued, and he got shot. He wasn't killed. But have we had one of those lately? I mean,
it's been a while.
It's been a while, right?
Yeah. There was a spate of drive-by type incidents that took place back in the late 80s, early 90s, that inspired Chief Blankenship to come out strong against the gangs, and that was one of the reasons we held them off as long as we did. Now it seems like those problems are raising their ugly heads once again between the gangs and the indigents. We got a situation here, folks.
You think? Well, you know, that and a bunch of other things. Okay, let's catch up on stuff going on here. You know, the Dilbert creator. Did we talk about this yesterday?
No.
The guy that created Dilbert was on the, what is that guy's name? The Bill Maher, you know, show. You know, Bill Maher.
Yeah.
I mean, he's really kind of, you know, he's out there and all this.
Very snarky.
Yeah, he is really snarky and he's short. Not that being short makes him snarky. But I remember when Ann Coulter was up here at Anselmo's, she was talking about Bill Maher. And mm-hmm. yes, he is short, she said, but she likes Bill Maher because he is snarky and they're friends, mm-hmm. even though they are so diametrically opposed.
Yeah, you couldn't ask her two more opposing viewpoints.
But she talks about it. And every so often, Maher says things that are just kind of like, wow, you know, that kind of makes sense. And like one of them was when he took on Gavin Newsom, when Gavin Newsom said, oh, it would have been worse if somebody had been armed during the shootings down in San Bernardino, when those two people came in and murdered those people, shot 14 and wounded, killed 14 and wounded so
yeah,
many.
Body
he said it would have been worse if somebody had had a gun there to defend themselves. And Bill Maher looks at him in disbelief and says, so it would have been worse if somebody had been armed with a concealed weapon? He said, how could that be worse? And, of course, Newsom can't answer that, so he bubbles around and things like this. But Maher says, that can't be worse if somebody was armed, at least being able to fight back instead of just standing there to be killed. So, see, Maher takes, every so often, takes common sense positions.
Yeah, and I've heard him say a few things that have made me go, what?
Well, anyway, on his show the other day, and I don't usually watch his show. I don't know why we were watching it that day, except there was a Trump guy. There was this one guy from the Slade, and Rights for Slade, and this guy was so, I mean, this guy saying, well, the reason we have to write is because people out there are too stupid to grasp things. He said that.
Wow.
Oh, he said that. And when he said that, you should see Maher's face. Maher's kind of goes, huh? And this other, the other lady, she's from Elle magazine. And she was kind of like middle of the road even. And she said, I can understand why people are going for Trump. And she was a black lady. But this guy, when he said that, how stupid the electorate are. This shows you where these elite, what was it, the effete elite brains are, and the political left are out there thinking is that the average voter is just too stupid to grasp these things. So we have to tell them, and then we just don't understand when they don't listen.
We come back to the stupidity of the American voter, as pointed out by the guy who was pushing Obamacare.
Well, what about the stupidity of the American voter by Senator De Leon, who said,
yeah.
We can't let the, you know, that's why they passed these gun laws. We can't let the voters... You know, have their say in this. What if they don't pass this? Oh, all that hard work will go away. So I'm sorry, I kind of missed that someplace, De Leon.
Yeah.
You don't trust the voters?
I'm sorry. In the America that I recognize, they work for us, not the other way around.
No. I think that went away a while ago. Okay. Now, I was going to tell you about Dilbert. But I can't now because I'm going to take a break. But when we come back, the Dilbert creator and Trump, who's on the Bill Maher show, you might be pleasantly surprised about what you hear, or you may not be. It's 7:14 in the morning, and this is Carl and Linda Bont. And I hope you're having a great, great Tuesday morning. You're going back, getting back into the swing of things. We were here, of course, yesterday, Bad Bob, Linda, and I. On Memorial Day, remembering our heroes. Plus, we had a few other things that we did also along there. We'll perhaps find the millennial song to play one more time for everybody. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBot, KCNR 1460. 70 degrees right now, going up to 101. Keep those kids and dogs and grandma out of the car.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong. And I learned how to get along. And so you're back. Come out of me. I just walked in.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling. It must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders, and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. Now we'll keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I'm stupidly happy. For all the voters out there, everything's fine. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. That's the way they look at us, my friends. They look at us as being stupidly happy out here, and we don't pay attention. And front page of the paper says, big poll says, gosh, both Republicans and Democrats are upset. They don't feel, you know, they're just mad because they're tired of the way that politics has been. It's taken a while. But if you're an incumbent, you might want to start worrying about it. A little bit, even though for some reason we turned 95% of everybody back in there that we're upset with. It is 7:19 in the morning here on the last day of May, May the 31st. 70 degrees right now, going up to 101 today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Properties by Merit and agent Mary McCurdy, and her goal is to help every one of her customers find the perfect property, whether they're selling one and then buying another, or just buying a property, whether it's for home use, it's for their own personal use, or commercial property. She knows what's out there. She can get the best prices. She is ready. Give her a call at 949-1550 or check out her website, Mary McCurdy, and that's Mary with an I, to see her listings. All right, 7:20 in the morning here on Tuesday, May the 31st. We were talking about Dilbert. And Dilbert is kind of, you know, Dilbert is this cartoon that you see in the papers where it is just where if anything could go wrong in business and it's leadership in business and everything, and it is hilarious. And if you read it, the one thing you don't want to find, though, is a cartoon cut out of the paper and sitting on your desk, you know, for something the manager has done or, the you know, or whoever's in charge, because you think, did I do that?
Yeah, Scott Adams, by the way. The
Scott Adams,
who
okay.
Now, strip.
He was on the Bill Maher show. Now, I get a feeling, is that Scott Adams is a Democrat or whatever? Anyway, Bill Maher comes in and he says, and he's talking about starts to talk about Trump. And Dilbert's and Scott Adams says, well, Scott Adams, has had a varied life. He worked in big business, which is in AT&T, and then he worked for another big corporation. He said he realized
that, he knows cubicle life,
and this is where he got all his brilliant ideas. If you ever read this thing, if you haven't, you need to. It's in like, what did he say? 200 papers, 2,000 papers, 2,000 papers across the globe.
Anybody who's ever survived that environment so identifies with the cartoon.
Oh yeah. Okay, so. He says, but one of the things he also is, Scott Adams is, besides he's a trained hypnotist, believe it or not, is that he has been through many, many courses on persuasion, on persuasive speech.
Hmm.
And he says, right there, he says Trump's going to clobber Clinton in this election. And Marge is kind of like, you could just see in his face, he goes, what? He says, yeah. He says Trump is so on message, and he's got such a message that people remember it. He goes, hey, crooked Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
He has put crooked Hillary. He didn't know if he should go with cold Hillary. And he said the audience was debating, should it be cold Hillary? Or no, should it be heartless Hillary? Or crooked Hillary? And he said the audience is debating this. He says, so anytime anything comes out again about whether it's Whitewater or her problems with the emails and the servers, everybody just automatically thinks, oh, crooked Hillary. And he says he comes on in such a bombastic way. He says he doesn't have to give specifics because he goes out there and he hits people with it. And they go, oh. And then by the time they roll around, he's gone on to something else. And he says, I've heard. He said he went into the Inquirer, and the Inquirer had tied Ted Cruz's dad to the Kennedy assassination.
Well, and there's a kind of a stretch, but okay.
He became Lion Ted. He was Lion Ted and Little Marco. I mean, just see when you do things like that. Anyway, this guy
propaganda.
It's not propaganda. It's the art of persuasion by the use of certain terms. Look at bumper stickers in this. And so this is what he has done. And he says the reason he's going to destroy Hillary is Hillary. They're going to get into a debate, and he's going to come in from directions that nobody ever thought of.
Yeah.
You know, like when she brought up the woman card. Hey, I'm a woman. If that's, if wanting this is a woman card, then I'll use it. But then at the same time, then what's he do? He goes right after Bill Clinton as a predator, and he says, and she becomes an enabler.
Yeah.
And that just kind of takes her out of the game. So he says, I mean, this guy Adams, I mean, he's obviously, he's not for Trump. He just says that Trump is, she can't handle it. Nobody there, because she has a very conservative type campaign. Yeah. Everything is set and locked in and all this. And when she, and they are not good on the fly. That's why they don't like to take on Sanders. And here's the other thing. He says, look at Sanders. Here is a 74-year-old socialist that she can't beat and put away.
Yeah. I think one of the things that is affecting people's mindset about Hillary is that she's treating it not so much as a campaign, but an ascension to a throne that is hers by divine right. That's her attitude.
Well, that's the thing. And then today, finally in the paper today, an editorial on Hillary Clinton and the server mess that she's in and why it's such a mess. And the big reasons are, and some of the huge reasons are, they can't say, oh, this is a Republican-driven investigation, because it's not. It was started by John Kerry with the IG. And she refuses to talk to the IG, yet John Kerry did, Condoleezza Rice did, Colin Powell did. She refuses to talk to the press. And with that, that just makes it worse. And then it goes on to say things like, she knew. First of all, she said, well, we had permission. Then it came up and said, nope, you didn't have permission. And then one of her main people went to everybody else and said, do not discuss this with anybody, which makes it even worse.
Oh, yeah.
So she's going to have to go to the FBI and testify, because otherwise they can do something. They can If she refuses to testify under a subpoena, I think then they can put her in jail. So she has to. So this whole thing is, it's worse than people think. And they keep trying to think that, they keep trying to move on like it's nothing. Oh, this is just, oh, no, 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 no. This is just a political witch hunt. We're used to this. Well, it's not. It's gone way, way beyond that. And now Sanders is pushing hard in California. What if Sanders wins California?
That would be interesting, to say the least. I think the best he's going to be able to do is to have some influence on the platform. He certainly mathematically has no way. But I think that it would be a serious error on the part of the Democratic strategist to simply try to ignore him and hope he goes away. That didn't work out so well for the Republicans and Trump. No. Ignore him and he'll go away.
Yeah. He's not going to be here. He won't be here because he really is not running. He's not running. Well, you know, and I said that right at the beginning. Is he really running? And then it was like, yeah, he's really running, but, you know, but who's going to vote for him? Well, everybody. And you had this whole list of 17 people out there that were running, and some of them pretty well qualified if you want to take a look at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I find it interesting that the Bushes and the other old guard of the Republicans are sitting out the convention as if anybody really cares that the Bushes don't bother to show up. You know, they're in a snit because Jebby didn't get his turn.
Well, I tell you what, the rest of them are lining up behind Trump. They've got to do it because let's take a really good look at this. Did you see what Marco Rubio? Marco Rubio is back in there. He's fighting for Trump now. He says, hey, I said a lot of things about Trump. It was during the heat of the battle, just like he did, you know.
And nothing that's personal, gone. Just
and
business.
That's it's just business, and he says, I'm for Trump. And so, you know, I'd like to see Rubio get involved in this, too. You know, a young guy like that. I don't know about Cruz. Cruz should, but Cruz is, he and the Donald went at it pretty hard there, so.
I'm thinking that late in the game, as we move into November, I think that Cruz will lead it. It's hard to say the Cruz because he's a little bit on the volatile side, but it's then again,
people,
so is Donald.
People in the chat room are people in the chat room are talking. Wow, some people are saying,
yeah.
I feel
Rico Act.
Rico laws being used to indict Hillary for corruption, bribery, and money laundering. Well, you know, that's the other thing. Now they've got the governor of Virginia, McAuliffe, who used to be their one of their leaders in the Democratic Party, who then went to Virginia and ran and won governor. Now he's tied into a $193,000 gift, you might say, to the Clinton Foundation from a Chinese group. And so he's being investigated. He goes, I don't understand this. Oh, sure you don't, Terry. Anyway, I just find it interesting. Okay, now, before we break, let's play the song that we found the other day. Do you have it up there?
I do.
Now, this is for people that didn't hear it yesterday, this is a song that came to me from, I think it was Bud. I think Bud sent it to me. And, Bud, thank you so much for sending me this song. Let's just, you know what, it speaks for itself.
Let it roll out.
Let it roll out.
It's only about 3 minutes long. And
ding ticka ding ticka ding 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 there he sits inside your local coffee shop, sporting a main bun and facial hair. Somehow he believes, although he has no job, that by his 30s he will be a millionaire. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A. On her Instagram with a quote that's inspirational. to the painting. M-I-L-L-E-N-M-I-A-L. Gotta love millennials.
I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, they provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, they'll subtract $100, plus give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer, not valid with any other offers, discounts, or coupons. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for complete details. They accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and they do your insurance paperwork. Cypress or Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Paid for by Joe Montez for Congress 2016.
Doug LaMalfa, you know that the things you said in this flyer were lies and gross distortions. You know better, Doug. Shame on you.
I know Joe Montez. He's a former judge, a veteran, an honorable man. He is honest, hardworking. He has done wonders for our community. Shame on you, Doug LaMalfa, for spreading lies like this.
Doug LaMalfa, you have tried to destroy my good name with lies that were designed to distract people from your terrible voting record and from your lack of leadership in the 1st Congressional District. You are a sitting congressman for the United States of America, and you have been given a huge responsibility by the people to change this nation for the better. You should be ashamed of yourself for stooping so low as to tell lies to win this race. Shame on you for substituting your judgment for desperation.
Beware of more lies from Doug LaMalfa. And find out more about Joe Montez at MontezForCongress.com.
I'm Joe Montez, and I approve this message.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, everybody. It is 27 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 605-4567 is our phone number. Call us. Say hello. We have the next half hour that we're going to fill with a lot of entertainment and pithy things. KCNR1460.com is how you hop into the chat room, where people are accusing us of smoking weed today. I don't think that's true.
Having fun. If
having
you,
fun.
You have to laugh, because if you don't, you're going to burst into tears.
There you go. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster. Better-known business that can fix little chips in your glass to cracks over 2 feet in length, and he guarantees his work. Doesn't get any better than that. Jeff Wurst is an honorable guy. I know, Jeff. Take my car down there, my truck down there. Had a crack, 12-inch crack fixed 8 years ago. Can't even see it. Right after I got the truck. So, anyway, it's down to 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call, 241-8373. Good, good people down there. Like I said, veteran-owned business. Okay. Let's talk about a few other things. Yesterday, of course, was Memorial Day.
And there was a lot of things going on, a lot of people showing up for different events out there, out at IGO and at the Grove and this. But one of the things that we looked at was a memorial, and this was the other day, but we finally got to it last night, Memorial Day concert. It was on KIXE. It was the annual Memorial Day concert. It was hosted by Joe Mantegna, who's an actor, but Gary Sinise also, you know, Lieutenant Dan, who's done so much. Both of them have done so much for veterans in our country. And it had Trace Adkins and this one singer. She was just so great. And Linda, of course, knows who it is. It's kind of she's kind of an opera type singer, but she sang you know Memorial Day songs. They had a number of different acts that came in there that sang, and they had, of course, the Army chorus and, you know, and a big, huge band of people. So it was absolutely fantastic. Beach Boys. The Beach Boys were there. Mm. And a lot of people, because Vietnam vets, remember Beach Boys. That's where, when people were going to Vietnam back when I was growing up, and
the
during
Beach
this time
Boys
frame,
Stones,
it was
Creedence.
Beach. Well, yeah, but the Beach Boys were there, and they played like four or five of their songs. It was great. Of course, there's only two of them left that's still standing up out there. Yeah. Even though Brian Wilson does tour with them now and then. And Al Jardine is still around, but I think they had got into a big, I don't know, big con, you know, yeah, big
there was
argument
a big ego
about
thing
there's
ego.
But supposedly they got back together. Anyway, but they had the Beach Boys on. But here are the things. They had a story about an actor or an actress came up, and she talked about this this woman who had written this about her son. It was her only son, her only child, that wanted to go in the Army, be a Ranger. And he enlisted, was in the 10th Mountain Division, was in Afghanistan, and had been there for 3 or 4 months. And she said she was so proud of him and this, and then there's a knock on the door and two officers were standing there. He had been killed during a mortar attack. And she talked about how she just couldn't hardly face this. This was her son that if she had begged him not to go, he wouldn't have gone, but then he would have been unhappy because he wanted to be a soldier. And so she finally, after the funeral, she went back to Arlington. And when she went back, she talked about how she would go there 4 or 5 times a week. But the thing is that there's other families out there that go to visit their sons or daughters every day that live in the area. And they've become close friends. And they're, people of all races and I guess probably religions. But they become close friends because they have this in common that their sons are buried there together. Then in this one Section 60, where the Iraq and Afghanistan veterans are buried, and it was such a touching moment. And then Trace Adkins has a song called "I've Made It to Arlington," it's a soldier singing, talking about how, he's here, he's in Arlington, he's with, and he saw his grandfather's waiting for him. His grandfather died in World War I. And it's truly a touching song. I mean, my goodness, Linda's over there, just tears running down her face. But what a super, super show. And it was on KIXE, Channel 9, public broadcasting. You wouldn't have seen it anywhere else. And this, another reason probably to keep KIXE around here, which I'm all for. Because they have shows like this. Yeah. It was absolutely, a wonderful show.
Now, when I was growing up, the last of the World War I vets were starting to pass away, that generation. And I heard on BBC this morning that the 100th anniversary of the largest naval engagement of World War I, the Battle of Jutland. And I'm thinking, that just puts so much in perspective, that a century ago that took place.
A century, yeah. I mean, World War I. The war to end all wars.
Yeah.
The war to end all wars. And then you have, they talked about the Battle of Anzio, where they landed in Anzio and how long it took them to punch their way out of the German lines there. And they had 6 survivors of the battle were there from Anzio.
Wow.
And, of course, they're all in their late 80s and, early 90s. And, it was just they did a story about They talked about there's a man that went in. He had already graduated from college, he had his master's, and they drafted him. So he went to Vietnam as an officer. Ends up with four bronze stars and two purple hearts. And one of them, when he was injured so badly, he ended up losing his leg right above the knee. Mm. And he talked about how his life had changed and all of this, and how he was, how depressed he was. And he said, gosh, you know, I can't run. I can't play lacrosse. And he said, just in the depths of his despair, a voice, he said, probably from God, said, gosh, Gary, you can't run that well anyway.
Yeah.
And he said that thought changed him. So he goes on, and I'm gonna paraphrase all this, but he becomes a judge in the veterans courts type thing at the federal level.
Mm.
He learns how to snow ski so he can train other people to ski. And he tells a story about how he runs into, you know, how he goes to the hospital and he sees this one veteran that's also in despair. He lost a leg and an arm. And where the guy just says, he comes up and he looks at him, he says, that life's over. I've got a new life now. And how that type of attitude, I've got a new life now, I've got to move on from that, is the way to do it. And it was just so touching. And Gary Sinise is the one that you know, read this or, you know,
yeah.
gave this. And then, you know, see, but when they finish, they go out and they hug the person or they, you know,
yeah.
shake the hands of the person. And it was just beautiful. And if you have a chance, I don't know how you can get it. But if you have a chance, it's worth it to try and see this thing. We kept it. And, you know, Memorial Day means so much more than barbecues. It means so much more. And here up in the North State, we had at Anderson, we had at the Centennial Park here, we had at the Veterans Grove, and, of course, out at IGO, all those different memories.
Yeah, I recall an interview with Sinise, and they asked him, do you feel that your speaking out your views has cost you jobs? He goes, I know it has, but I don't care because I'm in a position to speak out, and I'm going to. That's more important than the job.
Well, you know, and let's give credit where credit's due. President Obama went on Memorial Day and laid a wreath, and he talked about, for those of us who are remaining, didn't give our lives for our country, but fought for our country, even those, of course, that didn't fight for their country, is to be the voices of those who have died, and to be the voices of care for our veterans who are coming back. And the thing that I can say is there are organizations here in this town, and I can't talk about them right now, that are reaching out to veterans. They're reaching out to veterans to give them, you know, that next step up in life. That next step up and to move forward and with jobs and more in this community. And I can't say enough about that. The genuine feeling of wanting to help veterans. So, okay. Now, other things that happened over the weekend. The Colt 45s. Won 2 out of 3 games.
Yeah.
Friday night, we are there. It is you know what? I don't know how many people were there, but it was hundreds of people. There was a line of over 100 people just waiting to get in when it started. Of course, we broadcast all the games, Kyle DeFore and Maddie Novelli. And then, but the first game, you know, about the 7th or 8th inning, been a long day. And so we were comfortably ahead 7-1. When we left.
Mm-hmm.
Well, little did we know that after when we left, the Ramblers came back, tied the game, went ahead. The 45s fought back, but lost 12-10.
That's a good baseball game.
Yeah, it was.
Even though we lost.
But it was when they were ahead, it's like 7-2 or something like that. They were just, I mean, they were pounding them. And they were hitting, you know, getting hits and running. These guys would be running from, they'd be stealing every chance. I mean, almost every time a guy get on first base, he'd be heading for second. Because you don't steal on the catcher. You steal on the pitcher. The pitchers were slow. And, you know, when they take a slow windup, those guys are going for it. And but then they won Saturday and Sunday's game. So, you know, Colt 45 is a great way to start the season. And it's going to be a great team. We're going to have some of them in this week, the whole thing. Okay. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, here's a veteran-owned business that's been supportive of this community for, gosh, what, 20 years, 30 years? Who knows how long? And Joe and Shelley are such great people. I can't say enough about them and what they do. You have Espresso Joe's, which has discounts for veterans, coffees, teas, brews, everything you could imagine. And then, of course, walk next door to Tobacco Fantasyland, where they've got it all, e-cigs, they've got it. And a walk-in humidor that's fantastic. All of this at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew. We'll be right back. It is 14 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just a distance, but also an attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling. It must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here. 75 degrees going up to 101 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We're going to have Haven Humane in at 8 o'clock. They're going to talk to us about protecting pets during this hot weather.
And hydrate
in, for yourself. Don't leave a dog in the car. We're going to talk about it a lot later, but don't do that. Or people, or kids. Hey, join us down at Wellgate Sports Club this week. I am really kicking off the summer with a hard, starting to work out, getting ready for the Spartan Run in November. This is the time to start getting ready. And there are so many ways you can get ready down at the Wellgate Sports Club. They've got, of course, that saltwater pool that Linda uses where it's resistance training, but it doesn't beat up your joints or extremities, your those hips or knees. But you get a great workout. Plus, they have every type of apparatus you can think of as far as lifting weights. Walkers, elliptical machines, Stairmasters, and then, of course, free weights. Their locker rooms have been redone. This place is immaculate. And Bohem Spa is sitting right there. And for in there, the spa, and if you have one of the levels of membership, you get two free spa treatments. Linda went in there and got a pedicure on Sunday. So you can go in and get Bob goes in and gets a facial and a pedi. When he's in there, and I tell you, it's really helpful. Bob, you look much younger here after that pedi. Does that little green stuff they put on your face and suck out the pores? Okay, but all this, I'm not kidding you. You can do that anyway. All of this at Wellgate Sports Club. Give them a call 768-1205 or just stop down there on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. All right, now, how many people killed in Iraq this weekend? How many soldiers? None. How many killed in Afghanistan? None. So where's the most dangerous place if you're a 18 to 24-year-old young man and you are in the United States, what you might say? Could it be Chicago? Chicago.
That's the Chicago way.
The Chicago way. Over Memorial Day weekend, there were 63 people been shot across the city since Friday to Monday evening, including five who were killed, including a 15-year-old girl riding around with a documented gang member. Now, Chicago police do point out, though, is that the murders are down 50% compared to last Memorial Day.
On the bright side,
we've only killed five this weekend instead of 10, like we did last year. 63 people killed.
This is in a city, in a state with some of the most restrictive, draconian gun laws in America,
yep,
by the way.
Yeah. You know.
But they're still blaming the guns that just jumped up off the ground and shot people.
As we've said before, it's about, here's the thing is, isn't this interesting? They say it's about 1,500 people that are driving the violence. Those are the people we're going after. And the Chicago has been pulled into headlines nationwide this weekend as police struggle to curtail the city's growing reputation for violence. Said the police chief says, we're pretty confident we get things under control. Others are skeptical.
If these folks want to fight, round them up and send them off to these trouble spots and let them do their thing. They'd probably get a fast education, but,
What they're saying is, and this one guy says, you know what, police can't stop these killings, and it's not their fault. A community activist, T.O. Hartleman, said, the community needs to organize in high numbers and work with these guys on street corners in an aggressive way. And he's absolutely right. You know how we rooted out Al-Qaeda? It's when the population turned on Al-Qaeda and started giving us help, joining their police force and giving us information so we could hunt Al-Qaeda down. That is the only way you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, are you ready for Carl's rant of the day?
Oh, boy.
This is something that is you would never think of. It irritated me. First of all, there's two things. When I see, I'm not even going to talk about that one. This one. Did you see where the quarterback for Navy, he's a stalwart young man. He's the NCAA leader in touchdowns scored. He has set the record for touchdowns scored by a quarterback. He has set the record for most yards gained by a quarterback. He has set all these records.
So
he's a leader. He is. This guy is articulate, and he is articulate and smart and tough. So, where do you think Ray Mabus, the Secretary of the Navy, this politician of the lowest order? Think what he just did.
I
have no idea, do you?
Yeah, I'm waiting with bated breath here.
Well, he is recommended, and the Secretary of Defense, Ash Carter, has also gone along with it, is to let this young quarterback play in the NFL without going into the Navy, without going serving on active duty first.
So they want to release him from his contract.
I don't know if they're going to release him from his contract, how they're going to do it. It could be like, remember David Robinson a long time ago where he did things, he was still, you know, when he was off season, he did things for the Navy and all that. But they're going to let this guy take millions of dollars of contracts, I assume, and play football for the NFL. Well, now, here is the part that rubs me.
It's a misplaced priority, for one thing.
We, as a nation, have paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for this man's education. We, as a nation, pay for all of these young men and women to go to school. And we, as a nation, expect them, when they graduate, to take their place in that, in the military, whether it's Marines, Navy, Air Force, Army, Coast Guard. Yeah. We expect them to take their place in that service. So here's a guy that, and he, if this is true, if all this, and I saw it screaming, you know, scrolling down. So Bob, I want you to look it up. It says Navy quarterback to go to the pros, and we'll, you know, get a little more information about it here in the next couple of minutes. But if it's true, that means this young man is going to go in, and he was already drafted by the Baltimore Ravens in the sixth round. Now, if you remember Roger Staubach, and this goes back to, you know, far, far away for a lot of people, he was a Heisman Trophy winner at the Naval Academy, went in and spent 3 or 4 years on active duty, came back out, and became a quarterback for Dallas, and of course the rest is history. This young man is going to go straight to the NFL, if this story is true.
Well, this is not unprecedented, but the case of Keenan Reynolds is definitely one of the highest profile, but this has happened a few times over the many years, according to what I'm looking up here on Google.
Well, I know David Robinson, but David Robinson was a basketball player. He was 6'11", and he didn't fit. They couldn't get him on ships. It was too tough. I mean, it's not that he couldn't go on ships. But this one here, see, here's the thing that bothers me, okay? That young man became the highest scorer, the most yards gained due to a team that got him down the field, that protected him and worked to make so that they could win games, but they protected him so he could become the leader in the NCAA, right? So this same team graduates this year, and some of them are going to end up in combat. Some of them are going to go, you know, some of them are going to end up in Afghanistan, some are going to end up in Iraq. And the way things are going, they're going to end up in more combat. So while he is playing football, his offensive tackle or his guard or his center who opened it up for him is going to be going to training, say he goes in the Marine Corps, goes through school, goes through infantry school, and he's out on the front lines while this guy, at about the same time, this guy, you know, is going to be playing football, literally.
Yeah.
So while he's in playing football for the Baltimore Ravens, his paños, his people that got him there are going to be in combat.
Yeah. Because
now tell me there's something. Tell me that there's something not right about this.
I think it's a misplaced priority, for one thing.
Is that what it says, though?
It talks about the website Task and Purpose, which talks about many things. Military does point out that the DOD needs to kind of clarify this policy about service academy athletes who want to drop off and go into pro sports, because
I spent 4 years of my life at your school being educated and here, you know, want me to pay you back? Okay, I can do that with the $12 million are going to sign for me. Oh, okay. But why? Is that the way we're going to do it?
What message does this send to everybody?
To anybody. Does that mean I can just pay my way out of there? You know, they used to do that during the Civil War. They bought their way out of combat for $300.
Yeah.
I don't like it. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. Hey, we're going to be right back after these messages with Haven Humane, Mark Story.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Residents in some rural Texas counties are bracing for more flooding. The National Weather Service says the Brazos River in the southeastern part of the state could crest by midday today in Fort Bend County, 3 feet above its previous record set clear back in 1994. Angie Middleton in Breckenridge explained to KTXS-TV how a lot of her property was damaged.
A brand new travel trailer, a brand new pickup. We have thousands of dollars worth of stuff in this shop that we own.
And more than half a dozen people have lost their lives in 4 days of torrential rain causing flooding along the Brazos River. President Obama about to receive a briefing on the upcoming hurricane season. We get more from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
During a visit to FEMA headquarters, the president will get the annual hurricane season outlook and preparedness briefing this morning. U.S. government forecasters expect a near-normal Atlantic hurricane season, but they also predict a rise in tropical storms. The Atlantic hurricane season officially starts tomorrow, June 1st. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
U.S. consumer confidence in May fell for a second month to the lowest level since November. The Conference Board says consumers remain cautious about the outlook for business and job market conditions. Spending surged in April by the largest amount at the consumer level in more than 6 years, led by a big jump in purchases of autos and other durable goods.
The Commerce Department says consumer spending increased 1% last month after a flat reading in March. Incomes rose a solid 0.4%, matching the March gain. Wages and salaries, the most important component of incomes, gained 0.5%.
That is Ken Lorman reporting. U.S. home prices kept climbing in March as the spring home buying season began in earnest. The latest Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller 20 City Home Price Index shows an increase of just over 5% for home sales during the month of March. More of these stories from townhall.com.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected a Louisiana inmate's appeal to consider a nationwide ban on the death penalty. More on that from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
The death penalty challenge came from death row inmate LaMondre Tucker. The Louisiana Supreme Court had upheld his conviction for killing his pregnant girlfriend. He was 18 years old at the time of the 2009 killing. Tucker's appeal is the latest to challenge capital punishment as unconstitutional after Justice Stephen Breyer issued a dissent last year calling for a reevaluation of the death penalty. Breyer had criticized the process as arbitrary, prone to mistakes, and time-consuming. In the Tucker case, Breyer and Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg both dissented. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
California Governor Jerry Brown is endorsing Hillary Clinton just a week before the state's June 7th primary. The Senate's top Republican, meanwhile, says Donald Trump has earned the right to the party's presidential nomination and deserves the party's support. Breaking news at townhall.com. A pilot went to the front of the line during Memorial Day on a freeway.
The pilot of a small airplane that landed on Interstate 10 in South Mississippi said he lost power as he was approaching Gulfport and didn't have enough altitude to try to glide back to Mobile. Rodney McKnight Jr. told reporters at the scene near Biloxi that he took off from Auburn, Alabama, and planned to spend Memorial Day in Gulfport when the single-engine plane developed problems. A motorist who witnessed the landing told WLOX-TV that the pilot was able to effectively signal to motorists using up-and-down movements that he needed to land.
That is Keith Peters reporting. An animal protection watchdog group wants the federal government to hold the Cincinnati Zoo responsible for the death of an endangered western lowland gorilla. The Cincinnati-based Stop Animal Exploitation Now makes a demand. The zoo's director has repeatedly defended the shooting on Saturday of a 17-year-old gorilla as necessary to save the life of a 4-year-old boy who got into the enclosure. More of these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday, and Linda is on sabbatical today taking care of sprinklers in front of the house. I just love it when she does things like that. It's 8:06 in the morning here at KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com with all of our chat room going. Oh, there's some heavy-duty stuff going on in the chat room today, too. Bad bomb. Weather.
Well, the forecast has been updated, not for the better. Sunny today, abundant sunshine, and a high of 103 now being forecast by the Wonderground website. Overnight low near 70. High continuing 103 tomorrow, and by Friday we could see 106. Ouch. What a difference a week makes. Right now in Reading we are at 78 degrees. This report is being brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793, a veteran-owned business, Chuck and Judy Kinney. In fact, Chuck should be coming back from Vietnam here pretty soon. We're getting back on to talk about what he did over there and helping to find MIAs in the area. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River, and Linda is going to be there Thursday evening, singing from 7 to 9 with her band. I think Rick Hill is going to be there. Scott Lewis is going to be there with them. It's going to be a great night. Get there a little bit early. Get your have dinner, and they have great, great menus there. I think steak and lobster for $21, and it's really good. It's filet and lobster. It's really good. Oh, $21. Plus, you can go. You know, you can go off the entire menu you want if you want, or just that one. It's super. Anyway, get reservations so you can get in there so you can see. It's dancing, it's partying, it's just a great time down at Wind River at Elements Lounge, Romance on the River. Give them a call, 243-3377. And sitting across from me is not Susan Eastman, but Susan Eastman is on the phone. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. Major averages are starting out mixed this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 52 points at 17,820. The S&P 500 is positive 1% at 2,100. And the NASDAQ Composite advancing 10 points at 4,943. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Micron Technology up 28 cents, trading at $12.90 per share. Apple down 41 cents at $99.93. Facebook off 55 cents at $118.80. Local stocks of interest, PG&E up 44 cents at $59.96 per share. AT&T up 7 cents, trading at $39.06. Best Buy positive 27 cents at $32.30. Treasuries are edging lower, and the 10-year Treasury note dropped 8/32 to yield 1.88%. And for commodities, gold is up 30 cents an ounce at $1,217. Silver off 23 cents at $16.09. And crude oil positive 59 cents, trading at $49 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan. Susan's Wells Fargo Advisor on Park Marina Drive, and just an outstanding person to talk to. If you've been, you know, if you've had your investments and you're not sure what's going on, or you're not getting the right advice, you're not just sure, go down and see Susan. She's the person to do. We totally trust Susan Eastman. I'm sitting across from Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. It's 75 degrees right now, Mark. And it's going to be 101 today.
Yeah, it's hot.
Last week it was, 65?
Yeah, it was nice.
Anyway, hey, you know, before we get into Haven Humane, you came in with some facts.
Yeah.
That I had wrong, and I appreciate that. I remembered part of it, but I didn't remember all of it. We were talking about academy graduates going into professional sports.
Yes, David Robertson.
I mentioned David Robertson. I knew he played in it, but I didn't realize, though, that.
Yeah, David Robertson was he was drafted in, I might have my years wrong, but I believe it was 87, and he did not play until 89. He had a two-year commitment to the Navy.
So he did his two-year commitment to the Navy.
Yep, and the Spurs knew that going into it, and they knew they wouldn't have him for 2 years, so he did his full two-year commitment. At the time, it was 2 years. I believe it's a four-year commitment now.
I can't believe it's only a two-year commitment after 4 years of school.
Yeah.
Because if you get promoted, it's 3 years. Yeah. You know. So anyway, so now I think it's 4 years. Well, but he did his, commitment, as did Roger Staubach.
Yep.
So what they're talking about now, and you know, is this guy not doing his commitment and just going out to play football? Is that the way you understand it?
Well, that's the first I'd heard about it was when you talked about it. So I'm a little bit shocked about it. So if that is the case, then that's
well, we're going to research it some more here. But that's what I read. You know, it was one of those scrolling underneath the screen things.
Yeah.
And I thought that's strange. How can they do that? Maybe I'd missed something, but I've seen it a couple of times since then. And Bob's looking it up right now. Anyway, so we're going to try and get the answer to that. Anyway, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thanks. It's good to be here. I can't believe tomorrow's June.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know what happens tomorrow? The eagle flies over.
The eagle flies over.
Uncle Sam.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, you've got... That's for people that when you're retired, the first of each month is your happy day.
Gotcha.
It's really happy for an ex-wife of mine. Okay.
You can tell my wife does the bills.
Yeah, well, you know. Okay, all the things that are going on. Clinic special. Precious, not parents.
Yeah, precious, not parents. So... We're running another, thanks to PetSmart Charities, we're running another special. We're able to offer $20 spays and neuters for kittens and puppies up to 6 months old who weigh less than 25 pounds. So you need to prepay at the time of appointment, and this offer is for surgery appointments scheduled in June only. So you need to come down to the clinic. You can come down Monday through Friday at the clinic, and in the morning is the best time between 9 and noon, and pay that $20 and schedule that spay neuter for your puppy or kitten.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Spaying is the secret.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's the easiest course to us not having homeless pets.
Well, let's talk about that. I don't see this as a specific, you know, topic today. But, you know, that battle you're having with the feral cat population, and we go back over this where people capture them, bring them in, they're spayed, put right back out where they were, and the population has been dropping. It's, It obviously, it works in some areas.
It has worked. It's been very successful in many, many areas. But we need people to come in and do that. So we're not taking them back right now ourselves. So we need people to do it. It's $35 or $45 to get an animal spayed and neutered. If they're in a trap, you can bring them to the clinic any day before 9 o'clock, Monday through Friday, before 9 o'clock. And pick them up in the afternoon. You can release them. They'll have their ears tipped, so you'll know that they're altered, and that way they won't keep reproducing. And basically, it's all based off of the theory that there's a certain amount of food in the environment, and that food is people that are feeding them, basically. And so if you release the cat back out there, then they will continue to eat that, and they will not reproduce and bring more kittens.
And they'll keep other cats away.
And they'll keep other cats in the way because... There's only a limited amount of that.
So that's their territory. Now, eventually another cat will move in.
No.
No. I mean, what happens when that cat dies off?
Well, if everybody's doing it, then the population starts to go down.
It really stabilizes then. Yeah. So if you have in this one area when there's 40 cats in there, you've spayed or neutered all of them, they're all back there, and then they're all going to just drop off.
Yeah, the key is that everybody around that area needs to do it too.
Yeah.
So if the outlying areas aren't doing it, then they can't.
That's why it worked on that island. Wouldn't it? It was an island that they tried it on because there's no way of the cats to come back.
No, they've tried it in cities and counties throughout the country and throughout North America, and it's been successful in many, many cities and counties.
I wonder if that would work in Texas with the feral pig population.
I don't know that they're going to spay and neuter those pigs, but it would work. Yes, it's the same theory.
don't you just like these questions I throw at you?
Yeah.
I wish everybody could just see the look. I wish everybody could see the face of Mark Story when I ask him questions like this. Because sometimes I just ask him questions just to see what he's going to say. And, you know, he's just, he just looks at me like, you know, you're lucky that you're not down in the clinic right now, Carl.
Yeah. I think it's fairly difficult to trap feral cats. I can only imagine how difficult it would be to trap a feral pig. There's a lot more weight on those guys.
I guess so. But that is one of the things they were doing, was trapping them and...
altering?
And altering, yeah. Wow. And I thought, well, that's kind of strange, but anyway.
Stop
okay, hey, it's 8:15 in the morning. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. We talked about the clinic special they just had and they're having. And we come back, we want to talk about the Second Tuesday Club and some outreaches that are going on. This portion of the show has been brought to you by our friends out at Budget Blinds. Budget Blinds has a huge selection of window coverings. And if I remember right, you can get rebates from REU if you're putting these outside window coverings on or these sun reflectors or blockers to help keep your house cool. And with that type of covering, or if you go inside the house with Jerry and we'll walk through your house and find the right type of blind or window covering to use. Today, my friends, 103 degrees. You've got a house like mine. It's got windows all over it. You want something to protect you, and Budget Blinds is the way to go. Give them a call at 226-9027 or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just a distance, but also an attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling. It must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. That's me, I guess.
Your computer is talking.
My computer is talking, and that's not supposed to. I don't know how to stop it.
There should be a mute button on the top row function and a little speaker with a slash through it.
There you go. How dare it just talk like that? Why? You know what? Why does it do that?
I think there's a tech show that's on every weekend, isn't there?
It's really good, too.
I think it's a tech show on your radio station.
Hey, you know what? It's also, besides, while the Navy is fine with Reynolds' plane, he must receive final approval from the U.S. Secretary of Defense, which I think they said they got, in his request that Reynolds be granted permission to play. He also confirmed Patriots long snapper Joe Cardona has gotten the Navy's permission to play again this season. He was drafted in 2015 by the Patriots and appeared in 16 games last year. Anyway, they're saying is that they are required to complete active duty military service following graduation, which is why permission is required. Oh, the Navy requires 5 years because of everything. Anyway, moving on. I'm here with Mark Story, who is not only a good friend, but he's also the CEO of Haven Humane and does extraordinary things for our community, by the way. How was everything last month?
It was great. It was busy.
Was it?
Yeah, it was a long month. It was busy, but it was fantastic.
Dogathon
went fantastic. We had lots of people out there. Westminster was great. Chad Bushnell put on a fantastic concert.
He always does.
Yeah. And the next day we had our doggy dash at
how was that?
At Turtle Bay. It was great. We had, I think, 79 runners.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
We probably had, 40 or 50 dogs out there at least. It was fantastic. So we had 10K and 5K runners. It was great. So we're definitely going to be doing the doggy dash again next year. Not sure when that date will be now. It will not be the same weekend. I guarantee that. We love the doggy dash. We thought it went fantastic, and I think we're going to be able to build on both events as well. So no, it was great. It was a great month too.
When you get days like that, or you get times like that, you all spend so much time working on it, and it's just a great event. Okay, now, Second Tuesday Club.
Yeah, Second Tuesday Club's coming up. It's going to be at Gironda's, and that's going to be on Tuesday, June 14th. So that's...
Gironda's, okay.
Yeah, 2 weeks from tomorrow.
We like Gironda's?
2 weeks from today.
Yeah, we like Gironda's.
Yeah.
And we like, and you know, Carlene took it over and bought it from Jim Gironda. It's going to be a great time. Yeah, you know what? They have superfood, and they've changed the menu some, but it's still, really good over there.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to
it. Okay, now what is Outreaches?
So Outreaches is when Spencer, and it's normally Spencer, takes our outreach vehicle, which is our big adoption rig, out to different spots in town, sets it up, and we've got adoptable dogs. Sometimes we have cats, but usually not. Cats don't travel quite as well for the Outreaches. But we always have dogs that are available for adoption out there, and we talk about Haven and just get out in the community. So we have two Outreaches that are coming up. One is going to be this coming Saturday, June 4th, and that's going to be at Camping World. And then the second one will be the following Saturday, which will be the 11th, and that'll be at Tractor Supply in Anderson. So come on out for those. I think both of them are 11 to 3, if I'm not mistaken, the time on those. So we'll be out there from 11 to 3. We'll have a bunch of adoptable dogs out there. We'll have usually a couple staff members and then two or three volunteers out there walking the dogs. So when you go out there, take a look at our dogs, thank the staff, thank the volunteers. You know, they're out there trying to find forever homes for these animals that end up in our care. We do a great job.
June's Adopt-A-Shelter-Cat month.
June is Adopt-A-Shelter-Cat month. So if you've been thinking about getting a new cat, now's the time to do it. So come in June and get a cat and bring it home and give it a forever home.
I was talking to somebody that adopted a cat. Cat's like 25 pounds. It may not have been 25 pounds when you adopted it, but it's 25 pounds now. That's a big cat.
Yeah,
that's a huge cat.
It's a little too heavy.
Oh, yeah, and he says picks on the other cats. Not all the time. It just kind of goes over and, pushes them out of the food, I guess. But it was, to hear him talk about his 25-pound cat was hilarious. 25, oh, my gosh, 25 pounds. It's like having a wild cat in Europe.
Yeah, that's big.
Hey, did you see that where the, this is a sad story. Or the gorilla. That 4-year-old kid somehow gets away from its parents, crawls in through the bars, falls down into the gorilla cage, and the 17-year-old silverback gorilla has got the kid, and it shows him pulling it, splashing it, pulling the kid around.
Yeah, that's a tough call.
And they had to go and they had to kill.
Yeah, that's a tough call.
Wow.
And they've got some supporters. Oh. I saw this morning that Jack Hanna's taking their side and saying that they need to do that.
What are you going to do?
You can't mess with a silverback like that. And
because if they tried to, they said if they had shot him with tranks, it would have taken a while and he could have destroyed the child by then. As it was, he was throwing that kid around.
I'm not going to second guess their decision because I would never want to be in that
position.
But
isn't that how tragic is that?
I really, really do hope that there are some repercussions to the parents.
Oh yeah,
is all I'll say because of their negligence that animal died.
Well, I tell you what's going to happen.
And their kid almost died.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's going to happen. I'll tell you what they're going to sue this. They're going to sue the zoo.
Yeah,
of course they are. My child, you did not. You, huh? Well, I don't know about the animal rights group. Well, I'm sure they will. But the parents are going to sue the zoo because my 4-year-old was able to crawl through these bars and fall down into this. Obviously,
I watched an article this morning saying the gate was only like a regular child's gate, so it was only like 3 feet tall, the fence, and so the child just jumped over that and then crawled through, I guess, some wires or something, some bushes, and then dropped the. I don't know how far it was, like 8 feet.
It's like 10 feet or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Dropped into the water, and the gorilla, of course, jumped on it.
Yeah,
and was dragging that kid around. So
yeah, I mean, anyway, it is a bad situation. Very tragic.
Yeah, horrible situation for sure.
Okay, talking about something a lot happier. I saw some more of your. You know, people wear your volunteer shirts everywhere.
No, that's awesome.
I mean, you can see them from a mile away.
You
can see them; they're neon green, and I just see them wearing them because they're so proud of their work in there, volunteer. So you've got a volunteer orientation going here.
Yeah, we've got the next volunteer orientation will be this Saturday, June 4th, at 10 a.m. That's at Haven's classroom, and then the following one will be June 24th, which is a Friday, and that'll be at 5:15, which is also Take Your Dog to Work Day. Which is June 24th.
June 24th is Take Your... Okay.
Take Your Dog to Work.
What day is that?
That is a Friday.
So that means that Elk Killer can come to work with me.
Yes,
and come right in here and be at work.
I do Take Your Dog to Work Day at least one day a week with my dogs, so... With two of my dogs.
Yeah, but your dogs, I mean, you're out there where there's animals.
And yeah.
I mean, if they get loose, you're in an area that's all, you know...
Oh, they don't get loose.
Gated and everything.
Yeah, they don't get loose.
If Elk Killer got out, who knows where Elk
Killer
would end.
My dogs are really well trained.
Well,
anybody that knows my dogs is laughing right now, by the way, because my dogs are so not well trained.
Oh, is that right?
Okay. Yeah, no.
They just do what they want.
Most of the time.
Okay, take your dog to work on the 24th of June.
Yes, and come to Haven for volunteer orientation at 5:15.
Okay. Hey, the dog licensing clinic.
Yeah, I got to put my glasses on for this one. So, the next clinic is going to be Tuesday, June 7th, which is a week from today, from 9:30 to 11 at Reading City Hall. We'll also be in Burney on June 28th from noon to 3 at the Burney Substation, which is the sheriff's substation up there in Burney. And dog licenses are available for residents of City of Reading, Shasta County, and City of Anderson. We now do the licensing for City of Anderson at Haven, which is a change. Rabies vaccinations are available at the clinic for $8. If your dog's rabies vaccination is current, please bring the rabies certificate. The license fees are posted on the dog license page on our website. You can get to that at havenhumane.org. And microchips are discounted to $20 when purchasing a dog license. Cats are not required to be licensed, but are welcome at the clinic to get a rabies shot for $8 or a microchip for $20, and cats must be in a carrier.
Okay.
So those are good prices, and we're going to be... We do a bunch of these throughout the year at different locations to try and help people out, make it easier to license and get rabies vaccinations and microchips.
Microchips, that's a big thing.
Yes, absolutely.
Elk Killer's got a microchip. We did that after we found her trying to steal the car. And if she'd, you know, I tell you, that dog had a thumb. Not two thumbs, just one.
Right.
We'd been in trouble. Okay, hey, look, let's take a break here. We won't come back. There's a lot of other things we're talking about, including Colt 45s.
Yeah.
In that. And we're here with Mark Story, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods. Ed and Kyle DeFore, father-son team, have got Mighty Fine Foods. It is the finest or largest convenience store in the world. It looks like a supermarket, though. I mean, it's just kind of smaller than your supermarket, but it's got it all. You can get breakfast, lunch there. They do barbecue on Fridays for the whole weekend. You can pick up your barbecue for the weekend, heading out to the lake at $2.99 in Deschutes. On your way to the lake, just stop there. Get it all. They got over 250 different kinds of beer. It's closer to 300 at this point. everything you can possibly imagine, ice, gas, propane, they have it all. And Kyle does, of course, his sports show will be on tonight. And he's also our announcer for the Colt 45 game and does a great job there. Mighty Fine Foods, you're not going to find a better place. Hire 20 people, 20 locals, all the money stays local, is local, right here, Mighty Fine Foods. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:30 in the morning here on the last day of May.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe deep fried prawns or golden fried chicken all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, is on sabbatical this morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, veteran-owned business where they have the best haircuts in California. Senior discounts, veteran discounts, a veteran-owned business, and man's last stronghold. Not going to get any better than that. Then drop on by Classy Cafe for that.
Chip beef.
On toast. Yeah, Mark and I went over there early last month.
That's the best chip beef on toast I've ever had.
Yeah, I think it is. I really think it is. You put a little dash of hot sauce on it. Yeah, we need to go again. But that's right down at the Classy Cafe with Millie and Kathy. Okay, we're here with Mark Story. We're doing talking about Haven Humane. He's the CEO of Haven Humane. Now, the Colt 45s, which kicked off their season in grand style, and one of the things they do is they have – They team up with nonprofits. They give them tickets and let them sell the tickets. He says, I don't care how many tickets you sell, but if you take 100 tickets, I want I want 100 times $2.50 back kind of thing. And the rest of it goes to you. And or I guess I can turn back the tickets too. But you've got a game that you're doing that.
Yeah. June 10th, which is Friday, June 10th, is going to be our Bark at the Park. This will be our third year we've done this. And so it's going to be Haven's Night. We do have tickets for sale at Haven. You can come to Haven and get the tickets. They're $5. You can't beat it. And $250 for each ticket goes back to help us help the animals. So, and those tickets are good for any game. So if you can't make it June 10th, that's great. Come by and buy a ticket, and you can come in the other night. But we would like to get a full group of people out there on June 10th. We'll have at least a dog or two out there to support them, and we're going to have a bunch of people out there. We'll have our outreach vehicle out there as well. Parked in front so people can see that. We won't have dogs in it because it's going to be hot, even though it is air-conditioned. We're not going to let that run in all the whole game. But we will have that out there, and we're really looking forward to it. You know, the Colt 45s are great. You can't find better sports entertainment around for the price that you pay and for the quality of the entertainment that you get, and Tiger Field looks amazing this year, so I'm looking forward to it. I haven't been to a game yet, but I'm going to go. When was the opening? Last
Friday.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh man, I tell you what a game! And the place was filled with people, yeah. And they, you know, not only do you get, and it's completely different than it was last year. The whole place is much better organized. There's more grass. There's, it's a bigger area there to, you know, to be able to buy things. Like I said, better organized. Hot dogs, hamburgers, tri-tip. They had it all, plus, you know, of course, snow cones and everything going. You can buy yourself a Colt 45 hat, which I did, and several hats and shirts and things like this for people. It's just it was just a great event, and the seats are good. Everybody, the sound system is outstanding there.
Yeah, and the player talent gets better every single year, and it's fun to go watch different kids play every year. So I enjoy going out to the Colt 45 games for sure. So does Tina, my wife, and we really like it. And so June 10th is going to be our day, Bark at the Park, so we encourage everybody to come out. But more importantly, come by Haven and buy some tickets to the Colt 45s.
There you go. I like it. So that's June 10th. We'll be out there for that game, too.
Yep.
All right. Camp Love a Pet.
Yeah, Camp Love a Pet starts really soon. Camp Love a Pet starts June 11th, which is, what is that, a week from this Saturday? So.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. We have two camps a year, and what we do is we take 16 to 18 kids. Normally, we like to stay at 16. I think we got 17 in the June class, and 17 dogs and a bunch of counselors. And for 2 weeks, they train the dogs on positive reinforcement clicker training, and they get some field trips. They learn how to be better community members. We have a bunch of people come in and talk to them. And then on the last Saturday, so 2 weeks after the orientation, I think it's the 25th, we have graduation. So we close down the parking lot, and we have the cold pomp and circumstance of graduation. They walk their graduation with the dogs. They show a trick off, and then they get certificates and handshakes from local dignitaries as well as folks from Sacramento. So it's fantastic. We usually have the sheriff there and the mayors and folks from city council, all that kind of stuff. So
yeah.
It's a lot of fun. The kids really enjoy it. The dogs enjoy it. And it goes from 8 to noon, 8 to 1, depending if we have a field trip, Monday through Friday. So it's a lot of fun. I take my CEO hat off, and I get to be a counselor for 2 weeks. I really look forward to it.
I know you really enjoy it.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work, but it's so worth it. To see the difference in the kids and the dogs in 2 weeks is just – it's amazing. I've seen kids that come into camp, and the first day they have no confidence at all. And, of course, they reach, and it's all random, them picking the dogs. They reach into a box, and they pick out a leash. And so it's completely random, and it's almost always the smallest kid gets the biggest meathead pit bull that we've got, which, you know, and we temperament test all the dogs, and it's
yeah, you don't
fantastic.
Worry about
Captain
it, yeah.
Smith does a great job of picking out the dogs along with her team there. And, you know, that kid usually is the kid that is pretty nervous and unsure, and 2 weeks later they have just the most confidence, and we've seen kids come out of their shells and come back for years. Many of the kids are coming back and are counselors now for us. There's a couple that are going to be counselors, first-time counselors this year, so we're looking forward to seeing them as counselors. So, I absolutely love Camp Love a Pet.
It always seems like the smallest guy gets the radio. You know, when you're
now, you know, when we pick the person that the kid that comes, it's based on a few things. One, it's based off of, is the dog adopted yet? Because if the dog's adopted, then obviously we don't want them on the radio because we want to promote that dog to get adopted too, because we want all those dogs to find forever homes. And the kids are not allowed to adopt them. So That's one of the factors. Another factor is we want to get a kid that is outgoing. It's going to talk on the radio because they do the TV, too, that morning. Yeah. So we want them to be able to talk and be confident. So there's a lot of factors that go to into it. And then, you know, we want to have a kid that, you know, has really worked hard to get to it for it. So that's always a hard selection for us to select who comes and does the pet of the week at the end of camp. So, yeah, but it's, you know, we've always picked some good kids. In fact, Jordan, who was one of the pet of the week, is going to be she's going to be a camper in June. She's going to be a counselor in August. This will be her first year as a counselor, too. So,
cool.
Yeah, so we're excited. Great. Yeah, I love kids.
Hey, by the way, my computer battery just pooped out. So if you've got things on the on our chat room, Bob's watching them to make sure if there's any questions that we have to that you have for Mark. Or if you've got any questions for Mark Story, give us a call at 605-4567. Oh, I'm sorry, Nick. Please. I'm sorry,
Mark, I live in a semi-rural area that's in the city limits, and I've got a problem neighbor that loves kitty cats. She's got anywhere from 8 to 12 or 15. And she doesn't believe in spaying and neutering. They've just decimated the quail population down here. What can we do about that? You got any suggestions?
Yeah, go ahead and call our animal control at 241-2550 and talk to them, and we can send an officer out there to talk to her and see how many cats she actually has, and go from there.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
What was that number again?
241-2550.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, Nick. Hey, just for everybody to know, is that the 4th Annual Veterans Home Benefit Golf Tournament is going to be Sunday, June 12th at Gold Hills Golf Course. That year it's got raffle with great prizes, many opportunities to help support our veterans, such as $22 buys a chance at prizes for closest to the pin on par three holes and drive accuracy. Costs $95. That includes cart, range balls, chicken, or tri-tip lunch. You need to enter, though, quickly by today or tomorrow. I bet they could probably take it for a few days. Just give them your name and give them a call at 440-5045 for additional information. Ask Mike about this. It's going to be a great thing. Okay, we're here with Mark Story, from CEO of Haven Humane. You know, at Camp Love a Pet is cool because you've had the kids come in here and talk.
Yeah.
About their pets, and they show us their tricks. So I mean, and you they have a variety of kids out there. But I've not seen you put a leash yet on a snake. I guess it's hard to walk.
Nor will you.
No. Okay. Nor will we.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you won't see me put a leash on a snake.
Well, I see you get near a snake.
You know, I have gotten near snakes. We have Corey the Reptile guy come to a Camp Love a Pet, and he's got that 17-foot snake. And I've always helped him load her in and load her out. Yeah, she's like 180 pounds, something like that. She's huge, yeah. She's the biggest snake in the area. Yeah, and she's actually – Corey is amazing with his reptiles. He brings us the whole reptile
show. I've seen a reptile show before.
It's absolutely amazing. And that snake, he has pictures of that snake in their pool with the kids and everything, because they've had that snake for many, many years. And I'm not advocating for that. What I'm saying is Corey is really good with a snake, and he knows the reptiles, and he knows when to feed and that
He's
kind
got
of stuff.
Like a 17-foot boa, or is this a python? What is this? So whatever it is, it likes water. And so it gets in the pool.
Yeah, I don't know if he takes her in now, because this was when she was a little bit smaller. Yeah, this is when she was a little bit smaller.
Oh, look, there's only half of her in there. The rest of her's going down the drain. I wonder where she's going to end up at.
I think this is when she was only about 15 feet.
Only 15 feet where you can handle that. Huh?
She's huge. I mean, she's probably 15 inches.
In circumference?
No.
What's that cat-sized lump in the middle of the
snake? Oh, just
her
width. Her width is 15 inches.
Yeah. She's huge. She's a big girl.
You know what? Hey, Nick, call us back, you know, if you need a...
And she's we'll
give you a number for a guy. He's got a way maybe to handle that.
When he moves her around, he's got this big crate that he's got to wheel around in, because she's huge. And so when he gets her out, he gently dumps the crate, and then she slithers out on the floor. And the kids love seeing her, because she's very docile. It's very impressive.
Does he ever tell you what he feeds her?
No, I don't ask.
I mean, I'm just wondering because something that big, I mean, it must be something like.
Yeah, he goes in. They don't eat that often, though. I think.
No, they don't. But I mean, it'd be like a couple rabbits or a goat or something like that.
I'm not sure what he feeds, or we don't talk too much about that. We just bring him in so that they get some awareness. But he has tons and tons of reptiles.
You don't want to know where the hot dogs come from either.
No, I know where the hot dogs come from. I used to work in one of those factories.
And you still eat them?
Oh, yeah, I love hot dogs. That is my secret guilty pleasure, man, is hot dogs. Oh, that and it's not a secret anymore, but chip beef on toast.
Chip beef on toast,
man.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to see that you love it, too.
Oh, yeah, that's
Yeah, Mark awful. And I go down and we'll have breakfast once a month down there, something like that.
Okay.
Hey, look, let's take a quick break. And we come back, we've got a lot of things that are happening. But I want to talk about now that the temperature's coming up, it's time to really start paying attention to our pets. In the cars.
Definitely.
All right. His portion of the show is brought to you by, speaking of hot, Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State in 2015 and probably any time because they are the best. All makes and models of heating and cooling systems, they can do it. They can take care of it. If you have an emergency, call them. They'll be there. And they'll stay there until it's fixed. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. This is Alliance Heating and Air. It's a veteran-owned business. We use them. We know them. And we know the quality of work they do. And now's the time to go there. Have your air conditioner checked out because now the summer is starting. We'll be right back after these messages. It is 15 minutes until the hour of 9, the last day of May.
At Cypress Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, they provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, they'll subtract $100, plus give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer, not valid with any other offers, discounts, or coupons. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for complete details. They accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and they do your insurance paperwork. Cypress Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Paid for by Joe Montez for Congress 2016.
Doug LaMalfa, you know that the things you said in this flyer were lies and gross distortions. You know better, Doug. Shame on you.
I know Joe Montez. He's a former judge, a veteran, an honorable man. He is honest, hardworking. He has done wonders for our community. Shame on you, Doug LaMalfa, for spreading lies like this.
Doug LaMalfa, you have tried to destroy my good name with lies that were designed to distract people from your terrible voting record and from your lack of leadership in the 1st Congressional District. You are a sitting congressman for the United States of America, and you have been given a huge responsibility by the people to change this nation for the better. You should be ashamed of yourself for stooping so low as to tell lies to win this race. Shame on you for substituting your judgment for desperation.
Beware of more lies from Doug LaMalfa. And find out more about Joe Montez at MontezForCongress.com.
I'm Joe Montez, and I approve this message.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment, and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test-driven it myself. But a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains and long desert stretches, made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
I have...
Tis the season for frozen concoctions.
I tell you, there was a time in my life when I was single, in between contracts, I would be hanging out in Margaritaville. I've got a buddy, I keep seeing his stuff. He's over in, back in Thailand again. He lives over there for, you know, 3 or 4 months at a time. Guy I was with over in Iraq. And he rents a place on the beach and stays there for like 3 or 4 months. He has a wonderful time. Single. And but he just, you know, he just likes to go over there and just relax. Anyway, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
I have a funny comment. A good friend of ours who he and his wife have been together for 50 years, and she recently had a medical issue, and she's been undergoing care. And he rather plaintively says, 50 years married, and I don't know where she keeps the sheets. That just, it was the whole marriage right there in one statement.
Well, Linda said that to me. She says, if you had to set the table, with the china, could you do it? I went, yeah, I could do that. She says, where's the china? I went, it's back there in that other room. She goes, where in the other room? And I said, which china are you talking about? And she goes, and then, so that when I can't throw her back on the defensive then, she goes, okay, the stuff my dad has. I said, oh, that. Well,
you got no idea.
I had no idea. No, you're right. But I knew it was back in this room. I just didn't know where in the room because there's like all types of different things, and I was confused. Anyway, but here's her favorite line. I can tell when she's getting ready, and she's right into that crescendo of trying to get everything done at one time, and I'm just kind of standing around trying to help. And she turns to me, and she says, I bet when you threw a dinner party, it was paper plates or plastic, wasn't it? And I went, well, maybe.
She goes,
did you ever put out like real plates? Did you? You know, it's like I lived in a cave. And I said, you know what? I know at what level of stress this whatever this engagement is, like, you know, the party where, you know, people come over and bid on a dinner. I know where that level of stress is because at some point she's going to turn to me and say, you know, you've never put on a dinner party before and actually used plates. And I know that. I know it's coming. But now I can say, yes, I have. I've been married to you. Anyway, okay. Hey, Mark Story's here with us, CEO of Haven Humane. He wishes he's so happy he's here.
I am happy.
I actually see you smiling. I know you are. Good guy. Hey, you know what? Y'all are just rocking along over there.
It's busy, yeah.
It is. Okay, and the big thing is we want to remind everybody that June 10th is the Colt 45's game, so make sure you can buy some tickets. Now, where do you get your tickets at?
I get them at Haven.
At Haven. Just come on down to Haven. Now, it's hot. And this
hot.
Is the time of the year when people are starting to notice dogs. I'm starting, you know, Linda, you know, spotted a dog the other day.
Yes.
In fact, it was like 3 or 4 people noticed it and were making announcements in the stores, you know, about there's a dog in the car here. You know, better come down and get it. So are you starting to see that?
Yeah, well, we see it all year long. It's just it's going to ramp up now. I mean, we've gone from, like 0 to 60 in 4 seconds, which is weird. I mean, like you said, it was, you know, high 60s, low 70s last week, and now we're going to hit 103 today and 106 on Friday. So 103 means that it can get to 150 in your car in 10 minutes. So
10 minutes.
Depending on where it's sitting in the sun and what you got going on. So don't. What we hear a lot is, you know, I was just running for 5 minutes. Okay, well, I've been out here for 20 minutes now trying to locate you. So I don't know how long it took you, but, you know, our officers get there and they're out there for 15, 20 minutes before they come out. So this 5-minute trip has taken at a minimum 30, 35 minutes.
Right.
So, you know, leave them at home. Leave your pets, your kids, your grandparents. Leave them at home. Don't leave them in the car, for crying out loud.
There was a sign on this one car, dog's in the car. There's a sign. The dog's sitting there and it says, car's running, air conditioner's on, and he's listening to Boss Skaggs.
That would be the exception.
That's the exception.
But even in that case, you know, I have one of the automatic car things too in mine, and periodically it'll shut off. So Oh. You need to be checking on that. So
now you have something that looks inside, or you've got a thermometer that you can just push, like a laser thermometer tells you.
Yeah, we have a temp gun.
Okay.
There.
Now, what do people do if they see a dog in a car?
Call 241-2550 and report it to us.
241-2550.
Yeah, and we'll send an officer out.
And you'll get somebody out there as soon as you can. Mm-hmm. They'll check and see how hot it is in the car. If it's the dog's in distress or the animal's in distress, what do they do?
Well, if the animal's in distress, they're going to look for the owner, first of all. But if the animal's in too much of distress, then we will break a window if we have to break a window.
And then you take the dog out.
And then we take the dog out.
And rescue it.
Yep. And we get it to a vet.
And you take it to a vet. Now, the owner of owner of that animal is now has to come pick up the pet.
Yes, and they stand charges of animal cruelty.
Oh, my gosh. Do y'all issue like tickets on that?
Yeah, we will, yeah.
Do you issue many of those?
It just depends. Most of the time with folks, it's a one-time thing. They ran it for 5 minutes and it wasn't. So we'll try and educate before we start doing that. But we do issue quite a few of the tickets. If it's too bad or if we've seen it's happened before, then we can push for neglect charges or cruelty charges, which are misdemeanors.
What about people walking their dogs on their it's 103 out there. You know, the pavement's got to be 110.
Yeah,
and they're walking their dogs out there.
It's not a good idea. It's going to burn the pads of their feet, for sure. So if you want to take them for a walk, take them when it's a little bit cooler out, morning and evening, when it's a little bit cooler. Well, now, morning and night, not even evening anymore. Walk them when it's cooler, when there's some shade on the ground, so the ground is cooler, or where you can walk them in the grass. Take them somewhere you can walk them in the grass because the ground does get really hot.
Because I see a lot of these people downtown mm-hmm. with their dogs walking mm-hmm. around. And
yeah.
Got to be hot down there for those.
Yeah, and their pads don't insulate them that much.
Yeah, buddy.
I was just going to say, you see dogs in pickup beds, and people think, well, that's okay because he's not in an enclosure. Right. Any exposed metal in this time of year will fry eggs, and what it's doing to the pads, and obviously you're not keeping water back there for the dog.
Right. Yeah, it's really hot.
Oh yeah, pickup beds can be in 140.
Yeah, don't.
Also.
Yeah, don't leave them in the back of a pickup thinking it's safe. And for crying out loud, if you have to transport your dog in the back of a pickup, please follow the law and secure them in there.
How many times you see dogs going from side to side to side to side without a chain on, and you're thinking yourself, ugh.
We had a dog that came in recently that jumped out of the back of the truck, broke a tip, and so.
Wow.
And, yeah, we're trying to.
Find the owner?
No, we found the owner. They have no money. So we're trying to figure out what we're going to do and help the dog out, so. I think we've actually come to a resolution on that. But, you know, please be safe with that. But don't leave them in the back of a pickup bed. Don't think for a second that it's cooler back there because it's not. It's really,
yeah, it's really,
really
hot out there. Yeah.
So, yeah, just be smart with your pets. Don't leave them in the car. Leave them at home. Now's the time to leave them at home.
And we talked about people about that with their kids.
Their
kids. And, you know, I forgot I had the baby. I mean, these are otherwise responsible people that this happens to. And it's just, oh, my gosh, how can that make me feel?
It's a pity it's illegal to stake them out at high noon at the Walmart parking lot for 20 minutes. But that would be just me.
Or make them shop in Walmart for 20 minutes. I'm sorry. Dressed in a dog costume.
Yeah. Just take them out dressed in a dog costume. Yeah.
Okay. Last thoughts here. We got like 3 minutes left for people.
No, you know, I want to thank everybody. I want to thank the community. We can't do what we do without the community's support. We've got some other things coming up. Zumba Bash is August 20th. That'll be the Veterans Hall. And then, of course, Bark, Wine, and Brew and Giving Tuesday are coming up in the near future, too. They'll be here before we know it. I can't believe it's almost June, so we'll be in October before we know it. So we encourage people to donate. You can come on our website. We have a new website if you haven't looked at it lately. It's only a few months old at havenhumane.org. We have information there, and we're constantly changing it and updating the information on there and hopefully making it a lot more user-friendly. But we encourage people to donate to the animals. We also encourage people to volunteer. We have the two volunteer orientations coming up. One is going to be this Saturday, June 4th at 10 a.m., and then the next one will be Friday, June 24th. You know, our volunteers save lives every single day. We couldn't do what we do without the volunteers. We encourage you to adopt. It's Adopt a Shelter Cat Month, so please come in and adopt a cat. If you're looking for a dog, please opt to adopt. Come to us. Go to a rescue organization, but adopt from somewhere. Please don't go to a store and buy from breeders. We're not going to eliminate the homeless population if we continue to do that. Please spay and neuter. Don't forget, we have our precious not parents for our puppies and kittens this month. $20, you cannot beat that. Just come in and prepay and sign up. You need to come into the clinic to do that. So, you know, I do want to thank the community, though, because we can't do this alone, and it takes a community of people that are helping out. I want to thank you. You and Linda are a huge part, and Bob, are a huge part of our Haven family, and you help us out immensely. And, you know, the Pet of the Week helps out great, and just everything you guys do for us is fantastic. But this community is super supportive, and because of that, we're on track to save more lives than we did in 2015. So we're very happy with it.
That's great. And we appreciate everything you do, Mark. And I know it's love. There's an act of love for you in this. Yeah, I mean, you're the CEO of it and all that, but you genuinely care about what's going on. And so thank you and all your people out there. Hey, tomorrow we have the Economic Development Corporation is going to be here talking about new businesses, and especially in the IT area, right here in Reading, which is the fifth greatest place to start IT. Can you believe that? Have a great day, everybody. God bless.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
And I'll keep this world.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump out with a list of veterans groups that he says have received donations from a fundraising drive he spearheaded.
I raised close to $6 million. It'll probably be over that amount when it's all said and done. But as of this moment, it's $5.6 million.
Trump says every dollar has been sent or is earmarked for veterans groups with no administrative overhead. The Senate's top Republican says Trump has earned the right to the party's presidential nomination and deserves the party support. Mitch McConnell telling MSNBC that Trump appeals to a lot of voters and that he won't have any problem supporting him. The severe flooding in Texas, it's claimed at least six lives. Houston area emergency management official Jeff Braun in Richmond, Texas, says now they're preparing for the Brazos River to crest later in the day.
There's a lot of apprehension.